In early spring, when the world seems equal parts rain and sunshine, our thoughts predictably turn inside out. As we trade the heat-seeking pursuits of winter for anything that gets us up and moving and planting and creating. Right on schedule, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland has now rekindled and recommenced, with 5 shows currently running in a 9-month-long season that will eventually total 11 shows on 3 stages. Romeo and Juliet, directed by Laird Williamson, takes Shakespeare's timeless tale of ill-fated teenagers in love and sets it in California of the 1840s, where 2 wealthy Mexican families feud as the American military moves in to occupy its new geographic acquisition. Think Zorro, and you'll have an idea of the vibe Williamson is going for. The best thing about this play is the freshness of its look, with stunningly detailed costumes and an adobe and wood set, and the delightfully youthful performances of Daniel Jose Molina and Alejandra Escalante as Romeo and Juliet. Unfortunately, though our star-crossed lovers do act the ages of the teenage R&J, they never reflect much romantic chemistry, and the tone of the production is overall a bit flat and uninvolving. A similar lack of engagement takes place in Troilus and Cressida, Shakespeare's socio-political satire about sexual and geographical politics during the Trojan War. Set several years into the Siege of Troy, somewhere between the kidnapping of the beautiful Helen and the famous Trojan horse episode. The story follows a Trojan prince who's fallen hard for the lovely Cressida, a Trojan woman whose family is in disgrace after the defection of her father to the besieging Greek army. When their love is threatened by a prisoner swap agreement between the two sides, Shakespeare relates a very different story of what happens when true love is denied. Under the direction of Rob Melrose, the story is updated to modern-day Baghdad. The Trojans turned into Iraqis, and the Greeks turned into American soldiers. It's a tasty idea at first, seeing recognizable names like Achilles and Ulysses portrayed as desert storm fighters, but the storytelling becomes confusing and distancing, and the ultimate pathos of Shakespeare's low-key tragedy is ultimately not served as well as it could have been. Much better is the frequently hilarious and inventive Animal Crackers, an energetic if overlong adaptation of the celebrated Marx Brothers musical. It's the story of one wild weekend at a Long Island estate built from the original Broadway script that launched the Marx Brothers career. Also recommended is director Libby Apple's shimmering production of Anton Chekhov's poignant The Seagull, with a crisp and lucid English adaptation by Apple. The theme of impossible love continues in my favorite show of the current crop. The White Snake, written and directed by the Tony-winning Mary Zimmerman, brings a little-known Chinese folktale to life through eye-pleasing visuals that are as poetic as the luscious and heartbreaking text. If you think Romeo and Juliet had it hard, consider the problems facing White Snake, a mountain snake spirit who ventures to the city of humans for one day and falls hard for a kind-hearted pharmacist who does not suspect that the woman of his dreams is actually a snake in human disguise. Told in one fluid act, the story touches a rainbow array of tones and feeling as the two mismatched lovers catch the eye of a cruel priest who decries the couple's love as unnatural and vows to separate them forever. At once achingly simple and miles deep, The White Snake packs a huge emotional wallop with a breathtaking ending that somehow blends heartache and delight into a single unforgettable image. That's how this year's Oregon Shakespeare Festival begins, kicking off spring with a couple of winners and one show you really should not miss. For the full schedule, visit osfashland.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.